Director Maya Forbes tells about her family and its struggles with depression, poverty, and sex discrimination in her new film, Infinitely Polar Bear. The film is not like other Hollywood movies that have a happy ending. Instead, Infinitely Polar Bear tells about an American family and how it reacted to events, some of them humorous and others serious, back in the 1970s. VOA's Penelope Pulu spoke recently with Maya Forbes about how her childhood struggles helped her become a successful film writer, producer, and director.
We could go to the Museum of Fine Arts and look at great-grandpapa's portrait.
Why is this portrait hanging in a museum?
Because a very important artist named John Singer Sargent painted it.
Why?
Why? Don't you know who we are?
Actor Mark Ruffalo plays Cameron Stewart, a member of a once powerful family. His ancestors had a lot of money many years ago, but now the family has very little. Cameron Stewart has a severe mental condition. He suffers from manic depression, also known as bipolar disorder. This is how his younger daughter describes the disorder.
Our dad is totally polar bear.
Mr. Stewart's older daughter, Amelia, corrects her sister.
Bipolar.
Maya Forbes used her family's story as a model for the Stewarts.
My father was manic depressive. My mother is African American. My father was from a wealthy New England family, but we didn't have any money. My mother wanted to send us to great schools.
No, no, Maggie Stewart, you cannot leave your family.
Pauline, I'm desperate. We have no money.
Like Maggie, Maya Forbes' mother left her husband to care for the children. She went to work in New York City, but visited the family every weekend.
My sister and I were very embarrassed of our situation. We were ashamed. Our apartment was a disaster, a mess. My father was embarrassing and a mess. And at some point he said to us, you don't need to hide, and you can tell people that I'm manic depressive. That's who I am.
Ms. Forbes says people like her film because mental illness has affected them in some way.
People are coming to share their story with me, and most people are affected by mental illness with somebody they love, whether it's a parent or a child or a sibling.
Her film also deals with sexual and racial discrimination. Her mother was well-educated, but Ms. Forbes says she could not get a high-paying job in Boston because she was a black woman.
My mother going into the world of finance, there are not a lot of black women in finance, you know, today. I mean, it's not like we've made huge strides in that arena. That everyone feels like we solved the problems because Obama is our president. We're post-racial. That is not true.
The director also says that she, like other women, has dealt with sex discrimination in Hollywood.
I don't know why there aren't more women directors. I just think they aren't handed the big movies. They aren't handed the big movies. And those are the movies where we can actually make some money.
She says it was not easy making a film while raising a family. But she says her childhood helped her to become independent and strong. I'm Christopher Jones Cruz.
I love you. You want me to pick you up after school?
No!
I'll be here at 3.
No!